This episode is dedicated to milk. Who cares that Momo in his 50s likes to drink it? You got a problem supporting dairy farmers? Drink milk.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Can I get a show of hands of how many of you got a lump of coal in your stocking? Well, since this is a one-way audio broadcast, I'll just assume that there is a few of you who had their hands up. Because there are people out there who believe in truth above all else. Speaking of truth, the truth is, Momo has been an urban elitist for most of his life. He used to say anywhere outside the boundaries of the city was a foreign country, and he would carry his passport just in case. On that note, welcome to another episode of Open Mouth, Insert Elevator. In today's story, Momo encounters his next victim, tenant, who regrettably strikes up a conversation where Momo learns they are not from the city originally. You can imagine how that went. Green Acres is the place for me.
Hey everyone, it's Momo. Some of what Monty said is valid, but calling me an elitist is a bit over the top. I was indeed born and raised in the city. I lived, worked, and played within the city most of my life. But it doesn't mean I have contempt for anything outside the city limits. Yes, outside the city limits was a bit foreign to me. Hence, my sarcasm got the better of me when I said I needed to carry my passport. Still, I was simply trying to convey my experience with an unknown area. In today's episode, a really nice fellow whom I have encountered on multiple occasions when we were discussing the frigid temperatures, I may have taken a misstep and jumped to the conclusion that he was about to say something negative about his hometown. Did I offend? Or did I share a humorous moment? You be the judge.
The story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Case number 005. The case of the Thunder Thud. It was a blistery winter morning. Momo returns from his daily routine of practicing to be a meatsicle. As he walks up to the elevators, the doors on the opposite side of the lobby open and a man emerges. The man is a familiar face to Momo, a man he has encountered on many occasions, and which Momo refers to as Mr. Happy Pants.
Woohoo!
As he always seems to be overly happy. As the man sees Momo, he reacts with a,
"Hey there, how's it going? Cold enough for you?"
Momo responds,
"Oh yeah, I'm well on my way to becoming a human popsicle."
The man chuckles and says,
"You know, I'm from Thunder Bay and..."
Before the man could finish, Momo inserts a snarky retort.
"I'm so sorry. Poor you."
"Me personally, I wouldn't take this level of disrespect."
The man was unprepared for this reaction. He had a confused look on his face, as if he was surprised and did not know what to do next. That, or he was looking around for something to beat Momo with.
"I hate you so much!"
Instead, the man continues.
"Yeah, well, what I was trying to say is that in Thunder Bay, it's cold like this all the time in the winter, but at least it's always sunny."
Momo continues his elitist rampage and responds,
"Well, actually, it's the cloud cover that keeps us warmer. So I'll take a bit of warmth over vitamin D."
The man, realizing that he was fighting a losing battle, just says,
"Suppose that's true."
"Boo! You suck!"
As the elevator arrived at Momo's floor, he turns to the man and says,
"Have a good day."
"You too."
As Momo leaves the elevator, Momo could have sworn that the man was making some sort of hand gesture, one that involves a hand and his crotch. The moral of the story is, if city folks upset town folks, They should be lucky to leave with a hand gesture versus...
Now, before I pass judgment on this one, I have to tread carefully. You see, I myself blurted out a comment that sent the city of Cleveland into a bit of a tizzy. So it's difficult for me to malign Momo for doing something similar. But let's give it a try anyway. While I was merely stating the obvious as to the status of the Cleveland Browns, it may still have been a bit insensitive. Momo's comments, however, were purposeful and direct. I mean, to alienate the entire town of Thunder Bay without even allowing the gentleman to complete what he was saying was, well, it will be interesting to see how the group reacts to this one. No matter how it goes, I think Momo should think twice before commenting on countries, states, provinces, and towns. Because if he ever hopes to get good ratings on this show, something I believe is completely impossible, he definitely has to try and not upset his listener community. Elbows up!
This next segment is dedicated to lorazepam. Anything that stops people from going into a panic during the after show deserves the spotlight. All hail lorazepam.
Welcome to the Open Mouth Insert Elevator After Show, where we unpack what just happened to make sense of what we just heard using our panel of me, myself, and I.
Personally, I have nothing against Thunder Bay. I mean, anyone who can live just below the 49th parallel through winter is aces in my book. Let's see what the panel has to say.
All right, let's get going.
Go ahead. I can't wait to hear this one.
I actually don't have anything. The situation is pretty clear-cut. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, but I'm not sure I know what's going on here.
Sorry, I don't understand.
What I think is confusing, Filbert, is we are looking for your rationale, and we aren't getting one. Do you have one so we can take it at face value?
No.
So, you're not going to say anything in your defense?
No.
I'm not sure what's going on here.
Just vote based on what you know. Go ahead.
All right. I'm not really comfortable with this, but I will say nay. You didn't wait to see where he was going with the story and jumped the gun. That caused an awkward moment.
And you, Moose?
Well, without any other information, I am going to agree with Filbert and vote nay. Are you sure you don't have anything to add? I can still reevaluate my decision.
Nope. And I'll just go along and vote for nay as well.
What?
When you're right, you're right. I jumped the gun. It was a bad call on my part.
Who are you, and what have you done with the real Momo?
I'm not sure what's going on here.
All right, it looks like we have three nays. Back to you, Ed.
Wait, I'm not sure what's going on here.
There you have it. For the first time in this show's history, we have three nays. I'm still astonished that Momo gave himself a nay. Must be part of some New Year's resolution or something. Let's see if the trend continues. See you next time. Can someone check to see if Momo has all his vital signs?
Oh, hi. Sorry. I was reaching out to my doctor because I was concerned I was becoming delusional. I can't believe it. Three nays. If I'm not ill, then perhaps we potentially have been transported into a parallel universe. Guess time will tell on that one. What can I say? Happy New Year to everyone. Has the tide changed? Momo? Giving himself a nay? Well, I'm not sure what more I can say. Perhaps this podcast is on a new trajectory, where the principles, morals, and ethics supersede the need for slapstick. Too much? Well, let's leave on a high note and hope for the best. Thanks for listening to Open Mouth Insert Elevator. Please do reach out to us at comments@themomoshow.com, especially to give Momo a pat on the back. For the first time, I am happy to say, see you next time.
Hey everybody, drinks are on me!
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global broadcast.